Yes, good morning once again, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration with Fountain of Life Ministries. My name is Jody, and I'd like to just spend some time with you this morning, going back through some things we've talked about this week already. We were, as you remember, yesterday, we've looked at a story that's a real-life story of two kings. One was the king of Israel, the other king of Judah. And they were come together for battle. And the names of these kings, we've got Jeroboam, and he's fighting or wanting to fight against Abijah. Jeroboam is the king of Israel, Abijah, king of Judah. And we saw that in this story that was being retold here, that Abijah, he's the king of Judah, he is remembering a salt covenant that God has made with Israel. And he's reminding Jeroboam about this covenant, and that's something that I'd like to take a look at today. What is a salt covenant? We don't think of it much. We don't may not even understand what's happening there, and I don't pretend to know all there is to know about that salt covenant. But there are some things that are beneficial even to you and I about the salt covenant that God instituted and created and he gave to his people, and it's a blessing even today for you and me and all those that call upon the name of the Lord. It's a salt covenant. We're going to read just a little bit about that, but before we do, I'd like to talk about salt just a moment. We know that salt is an important part of our culture, and especially for the people that lived in that part of the world which was very dry and it was hot. And salt was used very much for preserving. Salt is a good preserver. It also makes things taste better. And the Bible has some things to say about that with salt. Now, salt can also be used. Too much salt can be a problem. But here we're going to focus in on the importance of salt and what it meant to the people there. And I'll just remind you of a scripture. It's Job 6:6. And Job is saying, "Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg?" And see, Job is expressing here the importance of salt and making things taste better. And I know that we here in this country, we use salt quite a bit. When we cook some meat, if you've ever tried eating meat without salt, it's a total different taste. The salt brings out such a rich flavor in the meat that we eat. It's an important aspect of our food. And the people back then were no different. They liked foods that tasted good. And salt can do that, can enhance the flavor, bring out flavors in things that makes things very palatable and very enjoyable. And I believe that's something to say for us as Christians. Jesus said that we need to be salt and light in this world. And I believe that is very direct with the importance of salt. I'd like to read to you just a couple of scriptures, and I'll just go through quickly, just so we can kind of take a look at that salt covenant. And again, this is just very brief. You can go through and look at it, and I encourage you to do so. Leviticus chapter 2, God is going to give instruction here to Moses to pass on, and I'm going to read verse 11 and through 13. So he says, God is saying, "No meat offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, for ye shall burn no leaven, nor any honey, in any offering of the Lord made by fire. As for the oblation of the firstfruits, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor. And every oblation of thy meat offering thou shalt season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt." And God is, he's telling Moses here, he's giving him instructions that this is an important thing. It is a salt covenant that God is making with his people. And the offerings are to be made with salt applied to them or added to them. Also in Numbers 18, and I'm going to be reading verses 19 to 24, And it says, all the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever. For it is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and to thy seed with thee. Now, these are the Levites. This is the tribe of Levi that come into, when they enter into the promised land that God is wanting to give them. God is telling, he's told the Levites they are not going to inherit any land. They will not be landowners. They'll have some places where they can live, but they're not going to have that divided up like the rest of the tribes. Levi now has to have some way to survive. The tribe of Levi has to be able to eat and have its provisions, and God is establishing that through the rest of the people. They're bringing their offerings to the Levites, and a portion of these offerings are for their food and for their sustainment here. God is making provision here, and that's what he's talking about here. He's making a provision for the Levitical tribe of Levi. Verse 20, and the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tents in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, in the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout the generations, that among the children of Israel have no inheritance. That'd be the Levites there. Verse 24, but the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. So God is establishing for these people a way for them to be sustained and to eat and to have provision. God is doing this, and he's making a salt covenant with them. It is perpetual, and God is saying, I will take care of you. Now, as we read that, I want to somehow tie this together to what we're talking about, being content. God wanted the Levite people to be content that he is their inheritance. He was the one that provided and sustained them. He was the one that was going to be the portion of their cup. And that is part of God's plan. Now, that applies to you and I. We, too, can partake in this very thing that the tribe of Levi. See, as we become born again and we come to the kingdom of God, we are partakers of the blessing there. We are able to share in the same covenant here that God has provided in the Old Testament. Only it has changed some since the New Covenant. But God now has given the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ, and he is our portion. He is our provider. He's the one that will take care of us and feed us every day and sustain us here on this earth. We don't have to have an inheritance here like the world around us. There's a lot of inheritance. Maybe you live on a farm or you have some land that you have inherited, and that's okay. But the inheritance that really matters for you and I and all those that would call upon the name of the Lord is our inheritance with God through Christ Jesus. Now, this is one that will never go away. This is one that has rich blessing, where the other things, we may have it today, it may be gone tomorrow. We have no guarantee that we'll be able to keep those inheritances that are given down by man. But the inheritance that God gives, this is perpetual, it's forever. And he has sealed it by the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. He has given us that inheritance to enjoy, to richly enjoy. So, to be content, I believe that being content is having a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, there's a lot of, we've talked about different things about the world, how the world views things, how riches can never make a man content. But I believe that if we have a right relationship with our Father, then we will be content. We'll be satisfied. We'll be happy with what we have. We'll be very content when we have that right relationship to God through Jesus Christ, our mediator. God has given us opportunity that after this life here on this earth, we can be forever with Him in glory and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, sometimes we have to really meditate on that and think, wow, this is an incredible promise that God has given to those that will surrender their lives to Him, that will repent and turn to Him. God has given this tremendous blessing to be forever with Him after this life. And even today, we can have a sweet fellowship and communion with the Holy God and Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's for us. There's a great, huge blessing there. And as we are able to grasp that, I believe then the contentment starts to filter into our lives and we start to feel satisfaction that can never come from any other source. It must be from our Father in heaven, the one who made us and created us. So with that, back to our Hebrews passage there, that we can be content, learn to be content, we can be content, for God will never leave us or forsake us. He's with us. And I just want to leave you this morning with a question, and I want you to be honest with yourself and just ask yourself this question, and that is, are you content today? Do you truly find yourself to be content? If yes, praise God. I can rejoice with you. But if your answer is no or I'm not sure, then I want to encourage you, cry out to God, ask God for help. It's good for us to ask our Father. He is a loving Father. He hears us if we'll cry with a broken and contrite spirit. If we come to Him and ask for help, He is more than willing to help us. He wants to speak into our lives and to teach us and to cause us to walk in His ways. So if today you find that you are not content, I just want to encourage you, spend time alone with God. Spend time on your knees, seeking the Lord with all of your heart. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to reveal things in your life that maybe are causing separation from you and contentment. Because like I said before, I believe that right relationship with God produces great contentment. And that's what I want in my life. I believe you want it too. And let's encourage one another, people you meet, to have right relationship with God, and the contentment that follows, I believe, will be right in that relationship to our Father. And so I want to leave you with that thought. Don't take it lightly. I'd like you to really ponder that and give it some thought, and keep yourself focused on the things that really, truly matter. God is our inheritance. God bless you today.